special political truth. The Minnesota fraud scandal was bigger than people realize. So here's the absolute truth. The Minnesota Feeding Our Future scandal was not a partisan rumor. It was one of the largest pandemic fraud cases in American history. Federal prosecutors say more than $250 million in taxpayer money meant to feed children during COVID was stolen through fake meal counts, shell companies, fraudulent invoices, and fabricated attendance rosters. Multiple defendants have pled guilty, and federal juries have already returned convictions. There's about 80 people who are currently serving time for this case. Now, according to court records, some sites claim to serve thousands of meals a day from tiny storefronts, small restaurants that physically could not support these numbers. Investigators say that fake meal sites used falsified documents, fake child names, inflated reimbursement claims to pull millions from federal nutrition programs. The organization at the center of the case was Feeding Our Future, which was a Minnesota nonprofit led by a woman named Amy Bach. A white woman. A Republican. So I'm just telling you that. Yep. Mm-hmm. Prosecutors accused the group of acting as a sponsor organization that approved fraudulent meal sites and processed false claims in exchange for kickbacks and bribes. In 2025, Bach and her co-defendant, Salim Said, were convicted in multiple federal fraud charges. She was actually just recently sentenced to 40 years in prison. Now, by 2026, prosecutors said they had secured more than 80 convictions or guilty pleas connected to the scheme, making it one of the largest fraud prosecutions in Minnesota history. And here's where the political part begins. The scandal exposed a few serious failures in oversight. Now, the Minnesota Department of Education had reportedly raised concerns and attempted to stop payments before lawsuits and court orders forced funds to continue flowing through flowing during the pandemic emergency period. Now, later audits criticized weak oversight and poor fraud detection systems, which honestly, fraud is one of those things that you cannot predict. You don't know it's going to happen until it happens. I'm not saying what they did was right. I just think there's other precautions that should have been put into place. The case also became politically explosive because many defendants were members of the Minnesota Somali American community. And while critics argued state leaders and federal officials ignored warning signs for too long out of fear of political backlash or accusations of discrimination, others warned against unfairly targeting an entire immigrant community for crimes committed by individuals. There have also been political allegations involving elected officials, including claims surrounding Representative Ilhan Omar. However, no criminal charges have been put against Omar, and accusations reported in media interviews remain allegations, not proven facts. Ilhan Omar does not work. She works for the state of Minnesota, but she is in the House of Representatives. She's not in our state legislature working on these programs. So I feel that the falsifying things and saying she's part of it is wrong. And that distinction actually matters because political truth requires separating confirmed evidence from internet wildfire. What is confirmed is this: millions meant for feeding children were stolen. Dozens of people have pled guilty or have been convicted and are serving time. Government oversight failed repeatedly. And taxpayers were left staring at a fraud scandal so massive it sounded fictional at first glance. That's not conspiracy. That is federal court. And that is completely the truth of the case.